Hello, wine world. Thaddeus Bugs with the Minority Wine Report and Wine in Black and White. We're in beautiful Hollywood, Florida at Sardelli's restaurant and going to have a very good time talking to Federico Cerelli from Castellino de Gambino.
Castello de Gambino.
We're going to talk about three different wines, but Federico going to give us a little background on himself and how he got in this crazy wine world. Go ahead, Federico.
Yeah. Thank you for to be here. It's a pleasure to be in Miami presenting my wines. I'm a winemaker since 2000. I'm from Tuscany, originally from Florence. I grew up in Tuscany, and I can say that in my blood I have some Sangiovese, because I always have wines on the table with my family too. My grandfather, he was a wine producer, artisanal wine producer, and I'm very proud to say that I'm continuing with this tradition of family making wine. I'm started to join Castello di Gambino since 2011, like a chief winemaker. Castello di Gambino is a unique property located in Chianti Classico appellation. Chianti Classico appellation is this very tiny, small appellation located between Florence and Siena. We are in Tuscany, Italy, between Florence and Siena. And Castello di Gambino, it's one of the historical property in that area. We have a medieval castle that is part of the property and is owned by the company.
What is the medieval castle? What does that look like or mean? Because in America, we have nothing at all. I'm sure it's like from what, the 13, 1400s or older
11,
than that?
11th, 24th century.
Oh, wow.
And okay. That's the main tower of the castle. Mm-hmm. Is still there since 1124. Then inside there was done different
restoration
yes. During the years. Now the castello is a relais chateau hotel. It's 11 suites inside, and then we have apartment around the property, a beautiful swimming pool in the backyard of the hotel. And then why not a nice restaurant in the property that is called Il Cavaliere. Mm-hmm. An unbelievable property where you can walk everywhere from the cellar door to the castle to the restaurant. But the main business of the property is the wine production. Also, if we make also olive oil and vinegar, but the wine production is the focus and the main business of the property.
Let's digress just back a little bit and talk about some of your prior places of employment and where you kind of honed your winemaking skills. Talk a little bit about where you worked at before you got to... Yeah.
I was graduated in 2000 in the University of Florence. Then I moved from Italy, and I've been in California for 1 year, working in a remote area that is Amador country, that is south of Sacramento. It's a very tiny, small area in wine production, but that helps me a little bit in improving my English. It's never enough, but now yeah. I can understand that I can speak.
Your English is fine now. No. Yes.
And then I've been back to Italy, and I started to work like winemaker in Mastro Berardino, south of Italy, in Campania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for more than 1 year. After that, I've been back to the main door in Tuscan region, working for Antinori. I was the resident winemaker of Tignanello, Solaia, Badia Passignano, all these very famous wines.
That was interesting. Tell me about that. What was your experience at Antinori? Because I know they're a huge company. They own a lot of property here in America and on the West Coast, Washington State. And how was that experience at Antinori?
The experience for me, the experience in Antinori was the best school in winemaking that I can make in the world. I had the possibility to taste not the first 2 years. I was assistant winemaker in the main warehouse where they bottled all the wine.
Mm-hmm.
and I had the possibility to taste a lot of wine with them, not just the local wine, but also the wine from California, from Chile. At that time, they owned also Alba Clara. And then for 3 years, I was resident winemaker in Pignanello Estate. And there, where I learned to manage more than 10,000 barrels and making unbelievable wines like Pignanello, Solaia. And in terms of experience, it was amazing. Then, a certain time, Antinori is a very successful company. The style of the wine they driven, it's already discovered. There is nothing to discover more than that. They have to go in the right direction because then they are making volume with that.
They have quality. A recipe and you have to follow it.
That's. And when you are a winemaker young, you would like to do something that's your style, your philosophy of winemaking, Antinori is not the place where you can do this exercise. And that's the reason why I left the company and I started to be freelance winemaker for a lot of winery, mostly biodynamic, organic. And then in 2011, the manager of Castello di Gabbiano met me in a fair in New York, because also at that time I was traveling for winery, I was consulting for to promote and to train the sales force. And we did a chat with him, and they proposed to me the work in Castello di Gabbiano. It's important to know that a worldwide company, because Castello di Gabbiano is owned by Treasury One Estate, mm-hmm. a worldwide company decided to hire a local winemaker instead to hire a famous winemaker worldwide. You know, that's important to understand, because also why a worldwide company like Treasury One Estate understood that it was very important to make classic wine in Tuscany, especially in the region of Chianti Classico, to have a local winemaker that had a good knowledge about the terroir and the story of the land.
I know you're a big fan of Sangiovese, the great varietal, but tell us what do you find that's unique about it that makes the Chianti Classico it's been around forever. I mean, it's a well-known grape. I mean, it's one of the best-selling grapes here in the United States for sure wines. What's unique in your perspective about the Sangiovese that makes the Chianti Classico?
Yeah. I think the unique things that Sangiovese have is the flexibility in the style of wine we can make with that grape variety. Consider that just in Castello di Gabbiano we make Sangiovese from $9.99 on the shelf, that is the regular Chianti, until 60-70 euro per bottle, that is our top Sangiovese from the estate, that is our Gran Selezione Chianti Classico. And it's all with Sangiovese grapes. But the difference is where you grow Sangiovese, the kind of soil we use to grow the Sangiovese make the difference, the altitude.
And that's are the clones the same?
The clone also could be a big mm-hmm. difference, but more than the clone, I think because the clone is adapted to the kind of soil and the microclimate,
yeah.
It's more the kind of soil that we have and the microclimate of the specific zone. And for example, many consumers, I think sometimes when they go to the shop, they are a little bit uncertain about the Chianti because they will see confusion, because they will see Chianti from very low price to top price and they don't understand the difference. And my recommendation is, first of all, check if it's a regular Chianti or if it's a Chianti Classic.
Okay. So explain now a little bit, if you can, what's the difference between Chianti, the Chianti Classico, and the Gran Selezione?
Yeah.
If you could.
Yeah, sure. Chianti Classico is the original appellation, where the real Chianti was.
And that's located where?
And Chianti Classico is located in Tuscany. It's a small area of production. It's about 70 hectares of land. It's less than 70,000 hectares of land,
yes.
And less than 7,000 hectares of vineyard in production.
Mm-hmm.
And that is located between Florence and Siena.
Yes.
And that is in terms of packaging, you can see the only the Chianti Classico have the Black Rooster.
That is only the, have what?
The Black Rooster.
You say Black Woodstock Rooster?
Yeah, the Black Rooster.
Black Rooster, yes. Yeah, the Black Rooster. Rooster represents what again now?
The Black Rooster represents the Chianti Classico appellation. Is the brand for the Chianti Classico appellation. All the Chianti Classico wines have this symbol.
Okay, yes. Yeah? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And the Chianti appellation is like an extension of the original area of Chianti Classico. And now the Chianti appellation is become like 10 times bigger in terms of vineyard production than Chianti Classico. Consider that Chianti appellation is like an extension. That means Chianti Classico is in the middle, in the center, and the outside of the Chianti Classico there is all a big area that is include all the Chianti appellation. And that goes from Pisa on the coast until the Arezzo part near to the Apennini mountain. That is a big area. And in terms of style, what is the difference?
So if someone goes to the store and they just see a bottle that just has Chianti on it, that means it can come from anywhere in the region.
In the region of Chianti.
But if they see Chianti Classico with the Black Rooster, it came from a specific spot. Correct?
Correct.
And then for the Grand Selection?
And then the Chianti Classico, it's in the appellation of Chianti Classico, we have three levels of quality. We have the Vintage, the regular Chianti Classico. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Riserva, that has to be aged 24 months before to release in the market.
In what? In oak and
no, model? there is not a specific restriction on that. Mm-hmm. It's just you have to release in the market after 24 months.
Okay.
The appellation do not make specific restriction where you age.
Yeah.
And then there is the Gran Selezione. Gran Selezione is the appellation on top of the pyramid of quality of Chianti Classico appellation, and that must in that case the wine is aged 30 months. At least 3 months in bottle before to release in the market, included in these 30 months.
Yes.
And then there is not specific requirement in wood aging. But to be Gran Selezione, the important things to know is that the winery need to own it and manage the vineyard.
Yes.
You cannot make a Gran Selezione.
It has to be a state.
It has to be a state grown.
Okay.
To
understood.
Be a Gran Selezione.
Yes.
That's important.
What type of wood does Sangiovese like?
The kind of wood, for sure, Sangiovese is not so comfortable to age in American oak. Could be French oak, could be okay, Slavonia oak, okay.
Yeah.
But the important thing is the dimension of the barrel or cask. Mm-hmm. Sangiovese. Really, it's like a Pinot Noir in certain kind of technology. It's not a big red like Cabernet Merlot. It's very elegant style of wines. That means you have to take care about the quantity of tannins you give to the wine from the oak. And for my philosophy, for example, I prefer to age the Sangiovese in cask, big cask, like 5 tons capacity each one, instead then use the small barrel.
Yeah. Yes. Next question. Sangiovese that's making Chianti is different than Sangiovese Grosso that makes Brunello Montalcino. What's the difference?
The first difference is the terroir, and then I will explain why. But the clone too. The Brunello Montalcino is made with a clone that is called Sangiovese Grosso.
Grosso, yes.
Yeah. The Chianti is normally not produced with that clone, because that clone for the land of that the kind of soil that we have in Chianti is not the right clone to grow. Because the soil in Chianti is more deep and fresh and rich in humus than the soil that we have in Montalcino, that it's more rocky, more with more clay and less humus. That means in Montalcino, naturally, production it's in yield per hectare it's very low, because the vines that they have to adapt the rootstock in that soil, they are not able to have too much nutrients for the grape, and they reduce the yield per hectare. In Chianti area, the quantity in terms of yield per hectare is more, but it's also different, the concentration of aromatic profile, tannins, and everything in the fruit.
Very good. Okay. Let's taste some wine. Let's taste some of your wines. What? Explain to the audience that might be listening what you have here for us to taste.
We have, I decided to taste with you one regular Chianti Classico from Castello di Gabbiano, one Gran Selezione, that is a single vineyard for us, and one Super Toscan, that is not Sangiovese, but is a Merlot and Cabernet.
And is that under the title IGT?
IGT.
And explain to the audience what IGT means.
Yeah. Super Toscan, everybody knows Super Toscan, but Super Toscan is not a real appellation.
You can pour while you talk.
It's not a real appellation. Super Toscan is a fantasy appellation invented by a wine writer to describe an IGT wines that was top in level in quality.
What does IGT mean?
IGT wines means Indicazione Geografica Tipica. That means typical indication geographical. That means that all the grape that composed the wine IGT Toscana, for example, must be from Tuscany. But then there is not a requirement of specific grape varietal. There is a list of grape varietal authorized to grow in Tuscany, but it's a huge list. These are all the grape varietal. You have to plant a grape varietal that is authorized by the Tuscan region, and then you have to make sure that all the grapes come from Tuscany. The first wine we have in a glass is the Chianti Classico. This is a Chianti Classico 2019. This wine, it's 90% Sangiovese, because to be a Sangiovese must be at least 80% of Sangiovese, 80. In this case, I make 90% Sangiovese, and 10% is a mix between Merlot, Colorino and Canaiolo. Colorino and Canaiolo are two indigenous grape varietals, and Merlot is everybody knows Merlot. This wine is fermented in stainless steel, and after the fermentation, we age in part for 10 months, in part in oak, in cask, in a small part in barrel, and in part we leave in cement for about 10 months.
What does cement add
It's a kind of tank that I really like. We rediscovered cement. It was abandoned, was discontinued because it's very hard to clean. To clean a cement tank, you have to go inside and clean. It's like an apartment. But the good things of cement is that cement have a thermic isolation, and that permitted to maintain the wine at the same temperature on the bottom part of the tank and on the top of the tank. And is a perfect cement is a perfect tank to store the wine for a long time if you don't have the possibility to, or you decide that is not the right time, the right things to age in oak.
When you're making this wine, when you're making this wine here, are you thinking about food? Because this wine, to me, it seems like I need food with it, you know, to help with the tannin structure, you know, because it's a very, I mean, it's light, but still it's very powerful in a sense.
Yeah. Yes. That's a great question. Thank you for this question. For us in Tuscany, the wine, it's complementary with food, always. I grew up, like I told you, in a family where my grandfather, that he made artisanal wine at home, the only things he take care when my grandmother prepared the table, it was the wine. He put the wine on the table. Because for us, the wine is complementary with food. It's part of our meal.
You would say, in your culture, at what age would that be permitted for you, for a young kid to have a sip of wine or whatever?
At
what age?
Normally it's when we are 16, 17.
Okay.
But I remember very well that if you never try it, because it's something unique. When I was younger, like 11, 12, my grandmother, she gave me for breakfast, but for merenda, we say, that was like a
something to eat around 4 p.m. before dinner. She gave to me a slice of bread, fresh bread, wet with red wine and sugar on top. And that is that was my, you know, it was just a little bit of wine to wet the bread and then sugar on top. And that is very traditional merenda that we have in Toscan family.
Beautiful. All right, Federico. So we're drinking your entry level. This was the Chianti.
The Chianti Classico was.
Okay, it was. And yeah. what do we have now?
Now we have the Gran Selezione, because that I explained it before. What is Gran Selezione? And for Castello di Gabbiano, the Gran Selezione is a single vineyard wine. Mm-hmm. This is a 2018. Chianti Classico, Gran Selezione, Castello di Gabbiano, Bellezza is the name of the vineyard.
Does this have to be 100% Sangiovese or no?
No.
You can add...
Could be... had to be at least 80% of
something. Yes.
Okay. Like a regular Chianti Classico.
And these are the best of the best grapes that you can grown in Chianti Classico.
In Chianti Classico. Okay. Yeah, because it's a Chianti Classico wine and it's a specific vineyard that is called Bellezza. Bellezza means beauty.
Okay.
And this is like a nickname of the vineyard because it's the highest vineyard in the estate.
Yes.
And the worker, when they are there to work, they see how beautiful is the view and they always say it's beautiful. And we decided to call the vineyard Bellezza. And this is 100% Sangiovese. This is a block of 9 hectares of Sangiovese, F9 clone. And this is a respect to the regular Chianti Classico, is more smooth.
Yeah,
it's more gently.
I can drink this one. This is a little bit more complex, but it also has a better mid palate for me. Yes, very nice wine. 2018 also. I take it it was a very good year for you guys.
Yeah, it was a good year. It was a cold year. Fortunately, we still have some cold vintage also in Tuscany. And for 18, it was a cold vintage. I guess it was the colder in the last decades. And the peculiarity of this wine, one of the specific characters is also that this wine is aged in oak for 14 months. But the kind of oak we use to age this wine, it's Roverella. It's a local oak.
Local oak?
Yeah. It's
and
a local
oak. What's the name of it?
Roverella. And it's an oak that is grown.
Would it be a? So it's Italian oak.
Yeah.
Grown in Italy.
No, Italian.
So we can say it's Italian oak.
Yeah,
right?
Italian oak.
Okay.
It's local Italian oak grown in the forest around the property.
Really? Okay.
And the only things that the tree are not so big. And the bigger dimension of cask we can create with this oak is 1.5 tons of capacity.
All right, we're gonna speed it up a little bit because Madeline's gonna, it's getting close to one. We have one more wine to go through here with Federico. In this beautiful scenery, we got the ocean to our left in Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah. The last wine, but not the least for sure, it's our Alleanza. Alleanza means alliance, and this wine was made the first time for the alliance between the winemaker in Beringer and the winemaker in Gabbiano, because Beringer in the past owned the property Castello di Gabbiano.
Yes, okay, initially.
And this is 60% Merlot and 40% Cabernet Sauvignon. Obviously, it's not Chianti Classico. This is a super Tuscan.
Super Tuscan, yes. And in order for the grapes have to come from where to be super Tuscan?
There is not specific requirement, but
like
normally from Tuscan.
Like the two super Tuscan regions are...
I see, normally it's Bulgari and the coast.
Bulgari and the coast, yes.
And the coast. But you can make super Tuscan everywhere in Tuscan.
Is that where Tignanello, is that in Bulgari?
Tignanello is not in Bulgari, Tignanello is grown at... In the vineyard of near the vineyard of tea of Spadia Passignano in Chianti Classico. Tignanello is next to Gabbiano. We are neighbor with the vineyard.
Wow, this is good.
Yeah. Very elegant, smooth. 2018.
And this is a blend between Merlot and
Merlot 60% and Cabernet Sauvignon 40%.
And what would this retail for in a store?
You will find these in the store around $45.
Okay,
and these two wines are just landed in Florida. Yeah, the Bellezza and Alleanza.
So America, we're enjoying the Castello Gabbiano, and I tell you what, a very nice lineup. And I'm sure you have other wines. How many wines do you make before we let you go?
In Castello di Gabbiano, yeah, we make about 11 wines.
And I saw somewhere you had a Viognier somewhere. Do you make a Viognier?
No, oh, we make a Vermentino, and we in the blend we blend with a little bit of Viognier.
Oh, okay, maybe that's what. Have you ever made Viognier yourself?
Yeah, I'm also consulting winemaker, and I have my own winery in Tuscany.
Yeah,
okay. I make Viognier in my own winery.
Yeah, that's where I saw it. Yeah. It's one of my favorite white grapes, from the aromatics and the beauty of the wine.
But the Viognier I make in my own winery is blended with Incrocio Manzoni. Incrocio Manzoni is
one of those 3,000 Italian grape varietals that no one knows about.
Yeah, it's an across.
Okay, it's across. Okay, Rodrigo, thank you very much for the interview, and I really appreciate it. And Castello Gabbiano, really nice winery. You guys should try to find it and buy it if you love Italian wines. Cheers, good juice.